Good morning.
Good morning, Anita. How are you?
Tired.
Tired? Did you have a bad night or just a lot of work?
Had a long weekend. High school class reunion, Mary Lou. I went to it's a 2-year college, but they had an academy way back when. And so they had a full weekend. We had seminars on, and they had some, it was the nursing classes that met. I didn't do nursing, but I went to a couple of the seminars anyway. They had one on osteoporosis and a few other things. And then Saturday all day was class reunion, and then they finished it up yesterday morning with church service and lunch. And so I'm ready to go to the office. I'm ready to go to the office and chill out and not do much, hopefully.
Yeah, that's a weekend.
Yeah. I will recuperate. We have
Char Rogers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, I've been working for 10 minutes to get in on the line. I don't know what's wrong. I thought it was all the water that we had since I've been gone in the last few days. Hold on, I'm going to try and get Joanne on. I had her on, and I said, well, hang up. Maybe I can get on. Anyway, I'll be back in just a second.
Okay. Well, I interrupted y'all, but I had the same problem. I couldn't get in.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Hold on just a second, then. There. Connected?
You're connected. I don't know about you.
Yep, I'm here. Okay. Well, now I got to go find my glasses. I couldn't figure out why I was having so much trouble and everything was so blurry. Well, I picked up a pair of cheaters instead of my reading glasses. I think the cat knocked them off the headboard here, and so I got to go retrieve them so I can see something. Everything's just slightly blurry. They're only about 4 or 5 levels below what I normally use. So if I can see them laying here somewhere. Anyway, so how are all you guys doing?
We want to know how the water is up your way.
Well, I guess there's quite a bit of it. I haven't really. It was by the time I got home last night for the last time, it was we got in yesterday, and I had to get some supplies so I could do some food, of course. And by the time I got through running around, everything was dark out, and all I was doing was running in the rain the whole day. And coming in from 90-degree weather in Texas, that's quite a shift when it's in the 50s, 40 degrees below. So, I mean, 40 degrees lower than what I do. And so anyway, are you guys all surviving where you are?
Oh, it was beautiful here.
Oh,
and lovely.
Well. A great fall, huh?
Yes.
We had been having that before we left, but it changed quite significantly. In the time that we were gone now, the vision is much, much better. So, anything new? We had lots happening in Texas, I can tell you that. I'm very excited about what's coming this month, which I don't know all of or definitely none of the details other than what little bit I knew when I left. What's been happening with you guys?
I was just telling the girls I was tired this morning. We had a long weekend with the class reunion, so I'm ready. I said I was ready to go to the office and chill out and hopefully rest.
So did you make some good contacts?
No, we really didn't. discuss anything with anybody except for just class stuff. So catching up with everybody from 55 years. So.
Oh my gosh! No, it hadn't been that long since you'd had a reunion.
Seen some of the locals, but other than that, the most, there are a lot of them that don't come to the reunion. So.
Oh. Well, then that really was a serious thing.
Yeah.
As far as you know, with some of the people, obviously. Well, I had one of those prospecting experiences that was just totally blew me out of the water just before we left. 2 days before the biggest event that we had down there, which was a training on Saturday, day before yesterday. Was in the store, and I was determined I was going to make some of the bread, like the sourdough, but without the sourdough, the recipe out of Mary Jane's farm. And I'd done it for my cousin down there, and then decided I would do it for Liz Coker and the group in Austin, because we spent part of the time in Dallas and part of the time in Austin. And so the only thing I could do, because I knew I couldn't trust the pot she had because it was too big and too flat, and I thought, you know, I don't know how to adjust the temperature, and on that you don't want to be opening the oven to test it because you lose all the heat out of it, and so I just didn't figure it would turn out as well. So I told Danny, I said, you know, if I can find an inexpensive pot for the nights that we've been down here, that's little I could repay for, you know, the room and everything else, the accommodations and just the time we spent. So anyway, went in and found a pot that was at Walmart. They had just gotten in a whole new big section of the cast iron pots, and they were pretty reasonable. I think it was $39. And so anyway, the one I wanted was sitting right in front of this lady's cart, and she looked at me as I started to reach over the top of the edge of it, and she says, "Oh, I'm right in the way of where you want to be." And well, I just want that red one instead of the blue one. I said, "I can reach it." And she looked at me, and she had in her hand one of the glass mugs or something that was the clear glass. It may not have been the mug, but anyway, like what I use, and she picked it up and she said, "Well, for once I can, something in the store is made in the U.S. And she started talking about it, and I thought, wow, she's really friendly. And so we kind of continued on in the conversation, and I started asking her, I said, "So are you from this area?" And she said, "Yeah, not very far away." "Well, yes and no." She says, "I wasn't born here." And then she went on to have more conversation, and she just kind of kept carrying on the conversation. And so I said, so what do you do?" And she says, "Right now, nothing." She says, "I'm praying that God give me what I'm supposed to be doing, because I'm not going to sell my soul." And she took off on another whole dissertation about this. And I said, she offered, "I'm open to anything that I should be doing, because it's got to be rewarding and fulfilling." And I'm going, holy mackerel, she's filling in all the blanks without me even asking half the questions. And I said, "Well, kind of interesting that we should meet this way, I guess, because I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I happen to be down here." Oh, I didn't even say that. I don't know what I said. It was really, really, really short. And I said, "Why don't you let me have your phone number and your email? Let's exchange. I'll write mine down for you." And she goes, "Well, I'm not operating on a phone right now." She says, "I need to know what I'm supposed to be doing." And I looked at her and I said, "I don't know. You said you're open. I don't know whether this would be a fit for the two of us, but," I said, "you know, I'm sure willing to give you the information and see if it might be." She says, "Well, that sounds great. Use my email." And so I went out to the car, and she says, "But I'll tell you right now, I'm a charity case. because I am flat broke, and I just, my eyes started welling up, and I said I had to get out of there. I didn't want to make a scene. And I walked out to the car, and I handed Liz the piece of paper, and I said, I don't know whether you want to take on a charity case or not, but I said, this was just a little bit too much. And she looked at me, and she could see that my eyes were just all sweating, as that says. And I said, this woman just said all the right things without me hardly asking a question. And I said, the bottom line is she has no money. And all I could think of was Mary Jane and when we first got started with her, and she had no money and went to Platinum and was the first person we went to Japan together. And, you know, it was just a beautiful story and different one. So anyway, Liz got home and she said, I'll shoot her an email right now and see if she can come tomorrow night to the event at her home. And I told her that I was going to, you know, if this was something that she was interested in, I was going to connect her with a very outstanding lady that lived on a ranch out just outside the town. And she looked at me and her eyebrows kind of went up, and I said, you know, that was all I said. Not anything about what it was, what field it was in. She didn't have a clue about anything. And so Ruth emailed her. Well, the response to the email came back at, because I was still up working on things, came back at 2:26 in the morning. Because I asked her, I said, how often do you look at your email? She says, it's my only way of communication right now. I look at them every day, usually several times a day. And so anyway, that's when the email came back to me. And I knew that she had a 17-year-old daughter, and she had no transportation even. She didn't even have wheels. She was borrowing the car of the lady that she lived, that they're living with right now. And she'd been off work for 2 years. So, I mean, really, really destitute. And she had done clerical work before. So anyway, said she'd be there the next day, for the event. She borrowed the car again, and here she came with her daughter. And the daughter was the most mature 17-year-old I've ever met in my life. And so the next morning, we picked him up on the way into the event to Austin, both of them. And, the daughter was, talking to she was everywhere but where her mother was most of the day. They sat together. But the minute they broke for a break, she was out talking to other people in the event. There were a little over 70 of us, or right about 70 of us. I think he said there was over 70 of us. And she just went around making as many friends, picking brains, just like any adult would that was seriously interested. And she once in the smaller group at Liz's house, the daughter started sobbing, and Rick said, Rick had been talking, Rick Murphy, and he walked over to her and he said, did I say something that was sensitive to you? I'm so sorry. And she said, no, she says, I'll never forget her words. She says, for the first time since my mom's been off work, she says, I can see hope. I can see hope for us. She says, and I just stood there, and I mean, I don't think there was a dry eye in the place. And, I don't know where it's going to go from there, but I just know what I felt, that there's got to be thousands and thousands of people out there. And for this young lady who is a straight A student and can pick her college, fortunately, so she will have some assistance to be able to go. This was just something, because she was looking at it for her mom, because she knows how destitute her mom is, feeling so helpless that she doesn't even have a place of their own to live. And I thought, you know, how many more people are out there like that, that need to know what we're doing, that are in that condition? I mean, it was the ending to the event that, you know, nobody could have ever planned. And I said, you know what? I said, I pray every day for God to place the people in my path that I'm supposed to cross, you know, I'm supposed to cross paths with, and I'm supposed to communicate with. And I just hope I'm not overlooking somebody that he really wants me to share this with or something else in my life. So, guys, it was pretty eventful for us. That's all I can say. I told the story of being in Seattle not, you know, very long before that, and one of the gals that sat at the table and said, well, when I get myself, when I get my confidence level up, then I'll be able to talk to people. And I said, and you've been in how long? And I don't know, maybe I said this before, but anyway, I'll say it again real briefly. I said to her, you've been in how long? She says, oh, about 12, 15 years, I think it was. And I said, how can you say you've got to get your confidence level up? I said, how many testimonies have you heard? Have you been involved? I said, I know your name, so I know you've been to a lot of things. I know I've met you before at the events up here. And she goes, well, you know, and she kind of smiled. I just, you know, I see the people around me, and it's so easy for them. I go, how dare you? How dare you withhold information because it's about you, and you're afraid they're going to say some little thing wrong, and what are they going to do to you? I said, people are waiting to hear what you have to say and offer them this incredible gift of, you know, a better life health-wise and quite possibly a better life financially. I said, how can you be so concerned about saying a wrong word and be a little uncomfortable? I said, I can't see that as a reason for not sharing the information, for Pete's sakes. And I told him Saturday, I said, you know, if people aren't within 3 feet of you, move closer. And, you know, that's the way I feel. And with what's coming, when the KDB hit number one in, I figured out, less than 6 months, a product that, you know, they think there's lots of other diet products that are going to do the trick on the market. And when we look at what we have for a wellness home and the technologies and solutions we've got to people's problems.
Linda Morse
has arrived. Oh, good morning, Linda. Anyway, it was just an incredible, it was an incredible experience for me. And, you know, I got pulled through the ropes with my family, which are just, you know, one of them is really wanting it. Actually, two of them are really wanting it, but the blood cousin, the husband of the family, he just smiles and says, you know, God takes care of me. And I go, you know, that, I'm sorry, I just looked at him. You know, he's president of the college down there. And I just looked at him and I just said, you know, that's a poor excuse. I said, yeah, wait till you're sick and then pray for the Lord to touch you and heal you. I said, that's a really poor excuse. I said, I think that, I said, to me, that's a real cop-out. I said, why don't you live your life the way you should be as far as taking care of your own body? He doesn't figure he's got time to take care of his own body. I said, you know, I just don't think that's the way the Lord feels it's best. I'm sorry. That's my interpretation of it. I know. But that's the way I feel. I said, I think you need to take the responsibility. I said, you learn all this stuff, you deliver all this information to other people, but you don't have time to do it yourself, so you're going to ask for, you know, a blessing beyond what you want to be responsible for. He just looked at me. He didn't have a big grin on his face then. Neither did his wife, because she had been, I mean, she says, you know, I don't want him to follow in his father's footsteps, dying young at 66. He's about there now. And she says, I don't want him to die young. She says, I want him to be here with me. And she said, I'll do anything I can, but he resists me. He doesn't, you know, I don't like that. Just fix this instead or whatever. And, you know, when they eat out so much and everything. And she said, he could make so much better choices. So anyway, we'll see what happens there, because the rest of his family is really on his case. His daughter is dealing with some major health challenges and, you know, looking for answers and going to alternative doctors and just doing the best job she can. And was addicted to drugs and said, I'll never go there again. I won't take anything stronger than this because I know I can't be addicted to this because she's in so much pain and discomfort. And so anyway, it was, that's the highlights of my journey, guys. My bread came out good down there without the starter. Made that in two locations so they could have that as part of their meals and relied on recipes like the broccoli slaw that I knew would go over really well. And the red lentil hummus, made a batch of that up, made the bacon, made the Parmesan at one place. The other place I couldn't get a hold of the miso, so couldn't do that. But, you know, and of course I was told, well, you spend so much time in the kitchen. I said, well, you know, to get started, I'm starting from scratch. You guys don't have any of the things I work with. So I have to make some of those to make it taste the way I like it to taste. And, okay, I see what you're doing, you know, because they all saw that the bacon only took 15 minutes in the oven and there's only, you know, what, four or five ingredients in it. And once you have them, you've got the things to work with. So what they make out to be hard or they think it's just because it's different to them and unusual, as you guys have all found. So you're the veterans. And I see that Ruth, and I don't know whether any of you got it or not, sent out, it was right at the top of my list when I went in for an email. You can tell me if you received one. Vital Balance Health Style, Williams Team Health Style Test Group for pre-2014 Health Improvement Program. Sounds like an HIP, HIP program. Where did you pull those letters? Health Improvement Program. So HIP program, want to participate. I bet we could use the same form. I'm sure she wouldn't mind. I'll call her this morning and ask her. Did anybody get that form? For me, it was on my computer this morning, and I already copied it off as a, oh, wait, maybe it wasn't this morning. That was, yeah, it was this morning. At 1:16 a.m., she sent it to me. So I don't know whether anybody else has got it on their computer at that time or not.
I haven't checked
okay,
computer
I
yet.
Think, pardon?
I just said I haven't checked computer this morning, so.
Okay.
Anybody I'm trying
else?
To check it and I don't see anything.
Okay, she may not have sent it down through our group, just figuring that she wanted to check with me first or whatever. So anyway, I'll check with her. We could use the same thing, and I would like to get some speakers on that I've talked about doing on the line that talk about the way we eat. It, you know, won't be mandatory that they do that, but we've already set up the SHRED program, and we'll just go on, you know, basically in the same thing. She's giving them a day off a week. Well, I want them to decide whether they want to go off of it for a day because I'm not asking anybody to be perfect anyway. And, you know, they're deciding their changes, but they're just utilizing the KBB. But I would just like to move people, you know, more towards what we know is the best way to eat, and that's without the animal product in their diet. And let them, determine, you know, to what degree they want to utilize that along with what we're doing and not give them, you know, anything except what they, where they're wanting. If they just want to use the Vital Balance and continue on, you just use, what I'm suggesting is that they use, Roger Drummer's, the CD, or the recording and utilize the product to their best, advantage. In other words, that they're getting their money's worth out so you can show that the product alone will work. It will work so much better when they take the other stuff out of their diet and begin replacing that with healthier food, obviously, but use it the way that he describes to you. So that's my goal on it.
Sean,
and I don't
Mary Lou again.
Yes.
I'll tell you, I did get it. It just came through. It wasn't there when I first looked, but it came through, so I'm scanning it.
Okay. Okay, so anybody else have any input on their thoughts on that?
No, I didn't even get it, Char.
Okay, I'll forward it to you right now, Betty, so you can have it. I'm going to put this on speaker. I don't have my headset because it wasn't working for me this morning. I don't know. My lights were flashing. I think after what going into past the second year of having those on, two of our lamps on 24/7 from the time I started juicing wheat, I think they might be tired because when I turned both of them on, both of them were burning. I mean, literally 24/7. I turned them off when we left because I didn't have any wheatgrass on the tray for the first time other than when the power outages were. And when they came on this morning, both of them were blinking. Now, they're both on the same cord, so maybe they weren't pulling enough juice or maybe something wasn't plugged in tight. But anyway, they were just flashing at me. I thought, well, this is interesting. So I said, well, maybe they're tired and they want to quit. So that would give you an idea of how many hours I guess you could get out of them if you run them continually for about 2 years. Which people aren't going to do, except me.
That's pretty amazing, really.
Pardon?
That's pretty amazing on continuously.
Yeah, it is. I thought, well, it's a good way of testing to see exactly, you know, how long that they really will hold up. So let me get this forward. Anybody else have any comments? I'm kind of all over the board.
I was going to say, you might forward it to me just in case I don't get it otherwise, so.
Okay, I will do that at the very same time. Anybody else on here that?
Same here, Char. I don't have time to go to my computer yet.
Okay, I will put yours on there too. That's not hard. And yours is still, Harlan. Onita, right?
Yeah, Harlan Onita at SBC Global.
Okay, I just want to make sure it didn't change.
So.
And Joanne.
Thank you, Char. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. It just got a forward Williams Team Health, so that's what it's going to say.
Okay.
And I hope the whole attachment goes. Sure. I'm going to do it twice here just to make sure. She did it twice. I don't know why. Got it in two times. Well, any new recipes that you guys have tried?
I tried your cauliflower recipe, Char.
The which?
Cauliflower.
Oh, the soup out of Eat to Live?
Yeah, and I didn't have any carrot juice, so I boiled some carrots, threw them in with the broth, and ran it through. It was absolutely delicious.
You know, that's one of them I made down there the night at Liz's house, a great big pot of it. And it was evidently the only thing it could have been was the seasoning that I used in there. She didn't have any salt-free seasoning, and, of course, didn't have any of Furman's, you know, that I use at home here part of the time. So I just, when I was in the store, I picked up Mrs. Dash's salt-free. And I put the 2 tablespoons of that in. That soup was so good. And I had let it set several hours because I'd made it way ahead of time, which brought the flavor in. But with the Mrs. Dash, it had just a little bit of a kick. Not hot, but just, I mean, you knew it was spicy. And a lot of times the cream bases are pretty mild. And that was so good. I'm going, oh my gosh, I could just drink this by the gallon. I didn't have the carrot juice in it, and I've got that here at the house. And so I've got to call Denny this morning and tell him to bring a head of cauliflower home. And or maybe I'll just go up there today and get some of that stuff, because I really, really want to make it for here, because I want to give some of the people locally some samples of it and take it to I think we're going to Greg's. If he's got a group tonight, we'll be down in Silverton. We've got a game we've got to go to before that, but I just told Danny we had to get it in. He goes, I don't know how we can do this. It's been 3 weeks since we've been there. He is serious about doing this. We have to be there for him. So anyway, I've got so many things that are just running through my mind after being down there with Rick and knowing that we have a product coming that can turn this thing upside down and put us back to where we started at the very beginning. I said we can't go back before 9/11, but I'm not sure that I'm going to retract that statement, because this product, and there's another one coming that he wouldn't let, well, he had to sign a contract, and he says, I had to sign a contract, and I know before the contract was a fine of up to $10,000 if you divulge the information. True story.
Wow.
When the company does not want it out, they do not want it out. And I don't know whether that's the case now, but he said I had to sign a confidentiality form before they would allow me to have the information. And he says, I literally cannot breathe a word. So, I mean, that's got to be something. He says, I don't know what else is coming, but he says, I know two of them. And so I'm going, you know, we better have our ducks in a row for people that are ready to move and have an interest in, you know, a secondary income or a career change. And I'd go for the career change, because there's, like I said, so many people out there that are out of work. So I've been a little off the topic of food. There was another one. I'm glad you said that about the soup, because that was one of them I wanted to bring up that I'd made also. The other one I did out of the book was just the plain lentil soup. I let Liz's husband, Andy, look at the recipes. I said, okay, you don't like a lot of the food that Liz wants to fix for you, because he gives me such a bad time. So I said, you pick one of these out. He says, well, I like just plain lentil soup. So I said, okay, fine. We're going to have plain lentil soup then. And so I made that, as well as the cauliflower soup. And I'm with you, Joanne. It's an incredible recipe. And I've got the book right here. I can tell you what page it's on. So Jeannie is the one that turned me on to it, because she said that when I made the bean enchiladas and I didn't soften the tortillas, and so they cracked on me, which was really embarrassing. But they were very good also, just the way the recipe was. And the bean enchiladas in that Eat to Live book are on page 363. And the soup we're talking about is on, that's the cream of mushroom, where is it? It's the Golden Austrian Cauliflower Cream Soup, and it's on 347. The lentil soup is on the next page over 349, Lisa's Lovely Lentil Soup. So he's got some great recipes in there. But it was fun both places. I did some of the same things, and of course, collecting all the ingredients, things like tahini and miso and all of that stuff to, and the nuts, the almonds for the parmesan and the sesame seeds. They don't have the stores down there that give us a big variety. Oh, and I will have to tell you one other thing. For anybody that lives in, I said I was going to our local discount store, which is called Winco, and it's employee-owned, and I looked down, and I saw on the shelf, after buying two of the pots in two different stores to cook the bread in, one for my cousin and the other one for Liz, I looked down and I saw all this cast iron cookware, and I pulled one pot out that looked, that was a cooker, but it wasn't a regular Dutch oven. It was more of a camp Dutch oven is what it was. And I looked at that and I thought, well, it's kind of awkward. You could use it, but it's got a lid that's kind of funny that's had legs that you can set it up on. You know, just different, with a big wire bale, heavy wire bale handle on it, which is awkward to maneuver a little bit. And so anyway, I look down below, and here's a regular Dutch oven. It's five and a half quarts instead of just five. Or maybe it was a smaller one. I can't remember. Maybe they had both. Now I've been in and out of so many stores looking at pots in the last few days, it's not even funny. But anyway, they had one there for $20.99. Now the cast iron in it wasn't like Lodge. If you've ever looked at Lodge cast iron, plain, no enamel. The ones I bought in Texas were enameled ware. Big Lots are great for them at a discounted price. And then Walmart has them inexpensively now, the really pretty coated ones, enameled. But this was just plain cast iron for $20.99. And I said, whoa, that's within anybody's budget. And just as after I'd set it back down, this young lady comes walking past me and she goes, oh, you're just walking past our display of cast iron. Did you notice it? I said, I most certainly did. And she said to me, she said, I just rearranged it. Nobody ever notices our cast iron. And stores are selling out of cast iron cookware these days, in our area especially. And you can't find them in any thrift store anymore at all, period. You're not even going to find a cast iron skillet. And so anyway, she said, I wanted to display them at eye level and spread them out on the front of the shelf instead of one little pot that, you know, goes deep back into the shelves with the rest of them behind it, and told them I wanted more on order. And she said, that's what I did. Thank you for noticing them. And I said, well, I will tell everybody in Oregon, Washington, and Northern California, because I know those are the only states you operate in. She goes, excuse me, we've just added Idaho and Arizona. We're opening more stores. And I said, really? I will let them know. And so I told her, we were a group of us were on a call Monday through Friday, and I would let them know that they had availability. So if you've got anybody that live in those areas that you're connected to, that you want to pass the information along, the faster their stores grow, I would gather the more states are going to go.
Has left the conference.
And that's where I buy all my supplies, guys, that I get that don't have to be organic. Some of the stuff is organic, but they've got beautiful produce for the ones that you don't have to have organic. And we are way past time, but I was pretty excited about
What's
that.
What's the name of the store, Char?
It's called Winco, W-I-N-C-O.
Okay, thank you.
It's a conglomerate of a much bigger chain, but they operate a little differently than the rest of them. They have a huge selection of bulk food. I mean, absolutely huge, like red lentils and beans of every sort and kind. And that's where I buy my cashews for $2.77 a pound. Wow.
My goodness.
And they are still the same price. So, you know, anybody in those states, they can Google for it and pull it up. And, you know, hey,
family members. It's again just another way of getting people started, because they've just opened up in Idaho and Arizona. I know Jeannie will be anxious. She gets back from the big expo in they call it the I can't remember Springfield. I know it's Springfield, and I can't remember the Tri-County Expo. They've been having a great time back there. And she's emailed me a couple times. I don't think she's been on many calls. But anyway, that's where I am. Still cooking, still sharing, and very excited about the convention coming up in just 3 weeks. We've got to make reservations today to fly down. So
thanks,
we want to get back home. I've got something else I'm saving, but it'll basically only I'll wait until it's in operation and tell you about my results with that one. So, guys, have a wonderful, healthier day, and spread the word. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Char.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody. Bye.
To learn more about NECANN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.